Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The latest member of the Kennedy family to represent Massachusetts on Capitol Hill never knew the most famous of all the Kennedys. Congressman Joe Kennedy III was born in 1980, 17 years after the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. Today marks the 100th anniversary of the late president's birth. So, as part of our series, 100 Years of JFK in Massachusetts, we spoke with Congressman Kennedy about how he views the legacy of his great uncle.
The part of his legacy that speaks most to me is his extraordinary faith in the American people to overcome whatever obstacle is put in front of them if we come together as a people, whether that was civil rights or putting a man on the moon. And his call to everybody to find a way to contribute to taking on those challenges, to bring down those barriers, and to push our country forward.
I would like to play a section of one of his speeches that may be, in the minds of many folks listening, one of the most memorable lines that he ever delivered. It's from 1961 in his inaugural address. Let's hear that.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Of course, we know that President Kennedy started the Peace Corps a couple of months after he became president, a program you yourself went through in the Dominican Republic. Were you driven to that service partially because of, or maybe largely because of, your great uncle? And what was the experience like in that regard?
I think I was driven to it, not because he was my great uncle, but because I think like a number of Americans and a number of Peace Corps volunteers and citizens across the country were inspired by a call from our leaders to contribute back and to give back. And Bob, the time for me in the Peace Corps was easily the most formative experience I've had in my life. I would not be in office today if not for that experience. And I draw on that experience every single day, from recognizing that there's an awful lot of differences that we have around this country and around the world. There's an awful lot of similarities we share as well. And that you don't have to speak the same language. You don't have to be born in the same place. Kids are kids and they want to play. Parents are parents and they're going to do whatever they can for the well-being and the safety of their children. People care for their community and will invest in their community and will look out for each other if they're challenged to do so. And if people are challenged, they will respond. We got to do a better job, everybody, of, I think, being a little bit more understanding, doing a little bit more listening, and then seeing how you can tackle some of these challenges as a country.
You're a fifth generation Kennedy in politics in the U.S. You're asked all the time about your family and the legacy. Has that made it difficult or not for you to establish your own particular brand or identity?
I think if I have learned one thing from all of my family members, both sides of it, my mom's side, my dad's side, and everyone else, it's that I think all of us has a responsibility to do what we can to contribute back and make our communities and our country a better place. And some can do that through elective office. Others can do that through community service work or whichever other way that you choose. But that we have a responsibility to try to do so. And that as long as you're trying to carry out that responsibility as best you can with the tools that you have and the privileges that you come with, the success that some of my family members have had and their commitment to this country and what they were able to, how they were able to push our country to a better place is something that I admire. But anybody trying to emulate that level of success or that level of commitment, I think that's a high bar to set.
You certainly grew up in politics. Did you feel pressure to go into politics, was it something you were always working toward?
No. I mean, look, I grew up around it. I was interested in it, certainly. My dad was in it when he had his coworkers over. My uncle had his friends over at the Cape. They happened to be senators and congressmen. So I saw a human side of this that probably most people don't see. Senators and members of the House weren't people that you just saw on TV. They were your parents' friends. I think that lesson has stuck with me a bit, and try not to vilify or attack some of our colleagues as others might, just because you do see them as people. But Bob, the person that pushed me most not to run for office happened to be my dad. somebody that has gone through multiple campaigns himself, somebody that understands what this job can be and the extraordinary honor and responsibility that comes with it. But what it also asks of an individual, what it asks of a family, the scrutiny that you put yourself and your family under, this is only something that I think anybody should do if they are committed to wanting to do it. And if you're not doing it because it's something that you believe in and that you want to do, it's going to be a pretty brutal experience. And my dad, my family, pushed me pretty hard to make sure that this was something that I wanted to do personally and not for any other reason. And I'm grateful for that.
It's almost an occupational requirement, I think, for any politician with your last name. People are always asking about the next highest office or higher offices. Is it something that's on your mind? Can you see yourself running for U.S. Senator, Governor, even President someday?
Bob, none of that is on my mind at the moment. I certainly... it was my father-in-law, who's a Presbyterian minister, said, "We make plans and God laughs," right? This job is demanding. I have an amazing wife and a beautiful little girl that I don't see often enough at the moment. Trying to balance the challenges of a legislative agenda here, trying to push through some bills that that I believe in, that I hope will gain bipartisan support, and trying to spend time with an infant little girl is pretty much all the time that I can require at this point.
Congressman Joe Kennedy III, thank you so very much for graciously giving us your time today. We appreciate it.
Bob, thanks so much. Appreciate it.